From a counterintelligence standpoint, the raid was a botched operation from the beginning. Greenhow should have been nabbed while she was away from her home, so accomplices in the neighborhood would not be alerted that the spy ring had been breached, and so agents could quietly and thoroughly search her house. As it was, everyone who knocked on the door while Pinkerton's men were inside was immediately arrested, and Greenhow had time to destroy some evidence before the detectives could search the entire residence. While Pinkerton agents in Greenhow's parlor helped themselves to her rum and brandy, Rose managed to sneak into her library to hide a few documents. Lewis allowed her to go to her bedroom upstairs to change her clothes. Another mistake. In her room with the door shut, Greenhow quickly began ripping up important papers, like her cipher key. Lewis finally walked in as Rose was dressing. She reached for a revolver sitting on the mantel, which a careless agent had failed to find in the initial search, and pointed it at Lewis, ready to fire. Fortunately for him, Rose had forgotten to cock the pistol, giving another detective who had just walked in time to grab it out of her hand. Greenhow's last-minute scramble to destroy documents could not hide the fact that she was a sloppy spy who failed to burn incriminating material beforehand in case the house was raided. It took a week, but Pinkerton's agents managed to haul away from her home a trove of papers that detailed fairly well her espionage network, its targets, and what she collected. They found hidden in her library and other rooms stacks of documents that Union officers appeared to have brought her, such as a printed copy of a May 4th War Department order detailing Lincoln's directions for increasing military strength, along with press clippings with military news, such as an August 19th report on Cameron issuing orders to governors for more soldiers. For documents she tried to shred, War Department clerks spent days piecing back together pages to uncover messages to Beauregard and others. Pinkerton detectives also had little difficulty breaking the crude cipher Jordan had given her and transcribing her intelligence reports into plain text. The Greenhow Hall revealed that while Rose may not have been the most knowledgeable agent, she raked up and sent a lot south. Reassembled letters, one addressed to Mon Ami, dealt with Union regimental counts, federal troop movements into Virginia, New York affairs, McClellan's activities, and the location of forts around Washington. Fortunately for the administration, the intelligence reports revealed that Greenhow had not penetrated the White House or McClellan's inner command, as she later boasted to have done. Her chief sources turned out to be her collaborators she called scouts, who walked around town vacuuming up rumors and noting troops on the march and fortresses being constructed.